who shot to death three black people today in a retail store in Jacksonville, Florida, left behind writings, says the sheriff, which indicate he was motivated by hatred of blacks. FBI Jacksonville field offices agent Sherry Unks.
Hate crimes are always and will always remain a top priority for the FBI because they are not only attack on a victim, they are also meant to threaten and intimidate an entire community.
The sheriff says after the murders, the gunman killed himself. Police in Choctaw, Oklahoma say a teenager died in a shooting last night at a high school football game. Two women were injured in a shooting during a White Sox baseball game at Guaranteed Rate Field last evening. Longtime Price is Right host and animal welfare advocate Bob Barker is dead.
We call it the new Price is Right because we have some exciting new games that you will enjoy right there at home with our studio audience, and we're going to get that first game going right now.
Barker was 99. This is ABC News. Bob Barker's dead, legendary host of TV's Truth or Consequences and The Price is Right, and advocate of spaying and neutering. 99. Making medical leave less difficult. ABC's Brian Clark.
Yale University and a student group announced Friday they've reached a settlement in a federal lawsuit accusing the school of discriminating against students with mental health disabilities. As part of the settlement, Yale will modify policies around medical leaves of absence. The student group had said the previous process was onerous and discouraged students from taking medical leave.
End of an era, but one with an opportunity for those with older technology. Netflix is doing away with the few DVDs it still has sent to some folks who watch them and send them back. ABC's Dave Packer.
As the company shifted to streaming, there were still some diehards who kept signed up for the DVD service, telling subscribers when they get their last DVD or Blu-ray discs in the mail to just keep them. And while they're at it, members can request up to 10 more movies by mail as part of an Everything Must Go deal.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative, actually impact people and see that I really could do that, has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what...
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just after 9 o'clock here in Madison, Wisconsin, and around the state of Wisconsin, it is Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. It's time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more information at movetomadison.com. And by our friends at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen out in Sun Prairie. Man, check out the patio, the menu, the home-brewed beer, live music too. FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Jimmy, Candace Griffin's music comes straight from the heart, and as a songwriter, she takes inspiration from the life around her and with honest words and acoustic-driven emotions. Candace is here live in the studio to perform music from her catalog and new album, A Decade of Keeping Quiet. Candace, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
So happy to have you here.
My apologies, Candace. Now you can hi,
Sam. Oh, no!
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I think we still don't have it, Jimmy.
Oh, just try that.
Hey, I can hear myself now.
My apologies.
Cool. Hello, friends. Thank you for having me.
It's been one of those nights, so we're really happy that you are here.
This is all great. Thank you.
You're going to rescue us.
A return to the Devil's Lair for Candace. Mm-hmm. And Candace, we are glad to have you back in the Devil's Lair. And for our listeners who may not be familiar with you or your music, tell us a little bit of your backstory. Who is Candace Griffin, and how did you get started in music?
Oh, Well, sure. Well, hello, listeners. My name's Candace. I'm 33. I'm a Sagittarius. I like long walks on the beach. I guess I've been doing music, I guess you can say it in quotes, for the past 10, 12 years. I started writing poems and songs on my bedroom floor with a little janky electric guitar I had when I was, you know, a kid, and got my start in the Janesville area, and I've just been up in the Madison area for the past couple years now, and, you know, I just write about what I see and what I feel. And,
When's your birthday?
My birthday? Yeah. I was December 8th.
I'm the 18th, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Fellow yeah. fire signs.
Yeah.
Now, I always ask the artist, you know, what role did their parents play in their musical upbringing?
That is a cool question. I like to say, when people ask, you know, something, is your family musical? I like to say that I come from a karaoke family.
Oh.
Because, you know, just a lot of, you know, good voices, but just more interested in the fun of it, you know, not really musicians per se. My mother, she has a great voice and kind of inadvertently taught me how to harmonize without realizing it. I would be sitting next to her in the car or in church, and she'd be singing the harmony, and I thought that was just how you sang. So I just absorbed that, I guess. And my dad, while I haven't spent much time with my dad's side of the family, his mother, my paternal grandmother, she's where I got it from, I guess, the voice and the theatricality, I guess you could say. And she's no longer with us, but I'd like to think that, you know, she passed a lot of that on to me. So just kind of being supportive, and just really that's the best thing my family did for me is I felt like I was the weird one in the family. When I started, you know, playing music out in the world, they were just supportive, and that's really what I needed.
Do you feel like you found your own voice now?
Being that kid that would, you know, always like repeat everything and quote everything off the TV and the radio, it's kind of hard to find your own voice, I guess you could say. But I think I've kind of fallen into where it's, you know, me and not just like an interpretation of me, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I have.
We know that you have someone special along with you.
Special guest.
Would you like to introduce your special guest?
Drum roll, please. I have my very dear friend, my best friend in the world. You might know a little band called Cat and the Hurricane.
Little band.
I have Cat from Cat and the Hurricane here.
How fun. Hi. Fun.
Is Cat's microphone on there?
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness.
I promise you, Kat is here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
We can kind of hear you there.
Yeah.
Perhaps for the interview, you could just share Candace's microphone.
Yeah, come on
microphone.
Over. I like you.
One moment.
There you go.
Okay.
See the.
Hello, everybody.
Yay.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing really good. The summer's almost coming to an end, but it's been a really great summer.
Aww.
It's been a summer full of just a lot of stuff for you.
Yes,
really
constantly.
Good stuff for Cat and the Hurricane. Oh yeah, and for Candace.
Yes,
I mean both of you. What a great summer it's been. Ugh. I love following both of you, knowing what's going on, what you are up to, and it just makes me so happy.
Well, thank you.
Yes,
yeah, thank you so much.
What inspires the two of you to keep working together?
Oh man, well. Well, I mean, if people don't know, Candace and I actually went to high school together.
No, yes. I did not know that.
I was a freshman when Candace was a senior, but we didn't actually become friends until after we were both out of high school.
How about that?
And you invited me to a little song share. You want to elaborate on that, Candace?
Yeah, I had started going to open mics in Janesville and kind of fallen in with this group of musicians. And Kat and I had a mutual friend that I had played music with at some point, and she kind of brought Kat around me, and that's how we started hanging out again. And I'm like, hey, I got these other friends that are musicians, and we just started hanging out at this open mic. And then on weeks where there was an open mic, we would hang out in our friend's basement and play our songs for each other. And then eventually we were like, hey, we're kind of a band. Maybe we should do that.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the rest is history, really.
You ever just think about just making, like, rebranding like a super group with Candace involved with the Cat and the Hurricane?
I mean,
Candace at this point is just part of the package deal. Wherever Candace goes, I go. Wherever I go, Candace goes. And we're attached to the hip.
We're like 3-4 bands in one at this point.
Yeah.
Well, now tell us about Pancake Rye. I mean, was there maple syrup with this?
What is this?
Only on Wednesdays. Pancake Riot was the name of the band that we, you know, this group of musicians that we started. I was not part of the band naming process. It was an inside joke that Kat and I, well, Kat, you were there for it. I was not present for the inside joke. I was a jerk about it at first and didn't like the name at all, but it was memorable. People remembered it. We got called the Breakfast Club, the Waffle Rebellion, the French Toast Brigade, you know, anything you could think
That's
of.
That's pretty good.
But it was memorable, and it really didn't matter what the name was. We had fun with each other, and it was a great time that lasted like 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah. That's really good.
Yeah.
Is it time for live music?
I hope so.
Oh, I know.
Let's get back to live music with Candace Griffin in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Misadventures in My Mind, and it's from your Misadventures album released 5 years ago. Tell us about this song before you play.
Sure thing. Yeah, this song is kind of like the end cap of that album, Misadventures, which is an album that I wrote about moving from Wisconsin to Tennessee and then ultimately back to Wisconsin. And really, the song is just about taking chances and being a little brave. And I was very out of character when I wrote it, but it makes me feel good to play it. And hope you guys like it.
I'm sure we will. It's Candace Griffin live in The Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Disappointment with a smile, ran away to fall apart, kept it safe all in my mind. And I find the only days I felt alive were the ones I didn't think I'd survive. I wanna mess something up, let myself fall in love, take a chance with the kind of girl I never was. And maybe I'll get it this time, all it takes is crossing a line. One day my dreams won't just be all in my mind. Yeah, I think I'll take a chance on life, do what it takes to be satisfied, listen to that foolish heart, liven up my state of mind. Need to start my fall from grace, make it all feel worthwhile. I gotta find a way to part the misadventures in my mind. I realize the moments you feel most alive are the ones you don't believe you'll survive. I wanna mess something up, let myself fall in love, take a chance for the kind of girl I never was. Maybe I'll get it this time, all it takes is crossing a line. One day my dreams won't just be all in my mind. I can't let any more time slip by. If I keep it inside, I don't believe I'll survive. I wanna mess something up, one mess something up. Let myself fall in love. Take a chance, be the kind of girl I never was. Maybe I'll get it this time. All it takes is crossing a line. One day my dreams won't just be all in my mind.
Yeah, Candace Griffin live in the Devil's Lair. Kat Raspity here too. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call or text in the Civic Media app, you want to call some, ask some questions.
Oh, please do.
Give us some dirt. Give us some love to the Devil's Lair.
Yeah, we need some love. That would be awesome. Candace, okay, this music of yours, it really kind of reflects that introspective part of you, I think.
Yeah,
sometimes emotional, an emotional journey.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about putting yourself out there with your music. Is it healing? Is it scary? I mean,
you know, at times it can be a little scary, you know, when you're talking about like really, you know, like deep, dark stuff or just, you know, the truth. But in a way, I've found it's empowering to sing about, you know, the hard stuff. I found a lot of, like you say, healing in singing about, you know, the stuff that's made me sad or made me angry in life. And it really helps me cope with things. It's really how I get through like most of my problems.
So songwriting has become a coping mechanism for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How often do you hear from people who hear your music and go, oh, thank you, I needed that?
Occasionally, yeah, and that makes me really happy because, you know, because that's what, you know, drew me to music is hearing something and thinking, wow, I'm not so alone anymore, and knowing that I've done that for some people. It's like, I've done my job. I feel really good about that.
So you are just fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, you released your first album, A Lesson in Keeping Quiet, in 2013, and here we are a decade later, and you're releasing A Decade in Keeping Quiet. You've released 6 albums in 10 years.
Phew.
Tell us how you have evolved as an artist over that time period, and what are some of the lessons you've learned?
Well, technically, you know, in the very technical aspect, we've evolved from, you know, recording in our friend's basement to, you know, recording in studios or just, and really that's not even the important part. We've, you know, Kat and myself, we've been some places, we've lived some hard lessons, and I think we've learned that the biggest thing is just be honest and be truthful, both in your life but in music especially. Leave humility in your wake. Try to leave, you know, the space that you're in better than how you found it. And, you know, just it's kind of helped us be our best selves, I think. And, you know, I'm definitely maybe not a wiser person now that I've, you know, done all this music writing and, you know, traveling through my music, but I'm definitely happier.
So. And you're making a lot of other people happy too.
I really hope so.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. Wow. Let's get back to some live music.
Sure.
Yes. Good. Okay. Candace Griffin in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song you have for us tonight is called A Little Longer. Why did you choose to play this song in particular tonight?
Well, this song is about like going through the seasons, you know, trying to get over somebody. And it's and I work retail, and we're setting up for Halloween, and I'm a fall girly, so I am ready for fall. And the song opens, you know, singing about, you know, autumn starting, and that's when I miss, you know, the subject of this song the most. And every now and then, this person pops up in my mind, and I just felt like playing it for you.
Oh, thank you.
Let's hear it now. It's Candace Griffin live in the Devil's Lair. You can call or text 844-967-2789.
Still be living as a ghost.
makes me blue. I wish you happy birthday. It's just another year to you. I promise I'm not bitter. It's all right that you don't call. I want a heart like winter. I don't want a heart at all. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. My heart makes me lose my mind. It may take a little longer, but I'm gonna be just fine.
This you've been in the Devil's Lair before. We've seen you perform live, but the chemistry you two have with the harmonies.
Yes.
You're working the harmonies tonight.
For 10 years.
Thank you. Someone else is liking it. We got a text.
Ooh.
I love Candace's voice and her songs.
Thank you.
How about that?
Thank you so much.
844-967-2789. You can call or text in the Civic Media app. Encourage a phone call. We need an inspiring phone call for Candace Griffin tonight.
I love the text, too, though.
Oh,
I'm telling
too.
You, this is great. Yep. Some people are too shy to phone call, you know?
I feel that.
Candace, not only does Kat perform on your music, but you often sing with Kat and the Hurricane, and now I hear you're going on tour with them this fall. So spill the tea.
Please.
Kat, get over here.
Oh, my gosh.
Get to your mic.
Here she comes.
Kat and the Hurricane has a fall tour coming up, and they are so gracious to let me hang out with them and go with them, and we're so freaking excited.
Oh, my gosh. We're going everywhere. We're going to the East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to Baltimore, New Jersey. We're still working on a New York date, but we're going all the way down to Nashville and Memphis and St. Louis and Louisville, and we're even doing Madison twice on that tour.
Wow.
We're doing Detroit. We're doing Grand Rapids and Cincinnati and Columbus. We're doing the whole Midwest and a little bit of the East Coast. We're very, very excited. We started booking this all the way back in February, and it has been such hard and like just fulfilling work to like look at, like step back from the calendar and be like, yeah, we did that.
When does this go from?
Yeah, like, yeah.
So We're kicking it off on September 26th at the Burr Oak. We are opening for Thelma and the Sleaze. And,
and they are so great, you don't even know. Like, oh my God.
So Thelma and the Sleaze and Old Oaks at the Burr Oak.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, that's where we're kicking it off.
What's tour life like for you all on the road?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Jimmy. We've had two tours now be canceled because of COVID.
Oh, shit.
But we did get to have a four-day long tour back in March. And we made it at the end of the 4 days. We're like, everybody made it out? We made it to the other end? We did it?
It was practice, right?
We did it.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. It felt amazing. We were all very tired, but it was like, it felt really good because it's just like, we're going to each city. We're selling ourselves. We're saying, hi, this is who we are. This is who we are. And please like us. Yeah. And we get to make so many friends and new acquaintances along the way. And every bit of that is just worth it for us.
I was asking earlier about, you know, booking shows and things. And you all do your own. And how hard is that?
Especially
so hard. Yeah.
I remember 10 years ago, I tried to book some shows in Seattle and Portland for Chaos Revolution Theory. Huh. I got them 3 shows, but it was so hard.
Yeah, it can be. I don't get it. It's so hard, but that just kind of makes it all the more worth it when you go somewhere you've never been and play your songs in front of people you've never met. It just kind of makes it all come full circle. It's like, we did it.
It's so much emailing. It's so much, as per my last email, that kind of stuff.
Be like so polite and professional in an email and really you just want to throw the laptop out the window.
I bet.
Now, when does this tour end then? Starts in September 26th, then ends?
Yep, so all of October, pretty much all of October. Obviously, we have some days off, which we built that in because nobody can do every day.
You'll go crazy.
But the second-ish week of November, so it's like it's like a month and a half. It's 20 dates so far, and we still are working on a couple on the back end.
Oh,
so
my gosh, I'm so excited.
We're still trying to like book Indianapolis. We're still trying to book... where are we still trying to book?
You said New York, right?
New York is still... Yeah. Everywhere. We're going everywhere, you guys.
Just keep adding them on, Oh,
the
man.
Tour that never ends.
That would be a good thing, yeah.
And then you guys all, you'll have a show coming up August 30th at the Monona Terrace, too,
ooh.
Right?
Yes, Kat and myself will do very much kind of like you're hearing right now, a little acoustic duo. We'll play, you know, some originals, some covers, and be our silly self. So come on out, 4:30, Monona Terrace, Wednesday. Yeah.
Now, Kat, how excited are you to, you know, you're going out on tour. Tell us about the latest update on the band, too, because you have a new album out, don't you?
When did you have time to do that?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh. We have a new song out, and that came out June 16th. It's called On My Way Back. You guys have already played it on the station.
Yes, we've been playing it.
I remember when you played it for the first time. I took a video and I was like just dancing and singing along.
Your
in my
video
car.
Is in our highlights on the Max Inc. page, the Instagram page.
Yes,
oh yeah, because
yes.
It's so good.
So wink wink, we have a new song, and you know, without saying anything, you usually know what's gonna happen after that.
Uh-huh.
It's just we don't know what that is yet. So.
Okay.
Well, I hope it's on
We're
vinyl.
Anticipating.
Listen, I would kill for vinyl.
Jimmy, can we get back to live music? Is this a good time?
Let's do it. Now we gotta, let's
do some... and then I know you want to take a break.
Yeah.
Next song, Homecoming. Mm-hmm. And it's the first song you wrote with Kat from your Pancake Riot days.
Yeah, back when we were wee babies.
Oh, tell us more.
So, like Kat mentioned, we went to the same high school together. We were in choir together, so... when we started, you know, doing the song share group and going to open mics together, we were hanging out in my bedroom, I think. And Kat's always like, let's write a song. I'm like, okay. And, you know, we ended up writing this very, we kind of had like these dreams of going off into the world with our band Pancake Riot and coming back to our hometown in glory. And like, there's illusions of like, it was, you know, around Christmas. So there's like illusions of like the lights downtown where we grew up and like the silly Christmas carols we'd sing in choir and all that. And we wrote this song and it's been one of our favorite over the years, and it's touched a lot of people, so we thought we'd play it for you today.
It's Candace Griffin live in the Devil's Lair with Homecoming on Max Inc. Radio.
Mm. washed away these 12 months past. We'll be coming home at last. Say hello to Mom and Dad. Tonight I'll sleep in my own bed. Washed away these 12 months past. We'll be coming home at last. You can count on me.
You can count on me.
I'll be home. You can count on me.
You can count on me.
I'll be home.
Civic Media. Hey, stick around. We're going to be right back with more Candace Griffin live in the Devil's Lair presented by Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.
The Madison Area Music Association is hosting its annual Mama Awards at the Crucible, Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 6:30 with DJ Femme Noir. Then it's live music from The Rascal Theory, The Mascot Theory, and Cat and the Hurricane. Find out who wins, support a great cause, and help Mama celebrate the first 20 years of honoring local musicians, supporting local music education, and putting instruments into kids' hands. Donate or learn more at themamas.org.
Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, and broadcasting Woo! Around the state on Civic Media. This is Max Inc. Radio. And live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Devil's Lair, or presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Don't forget, Max Inc. Heavy finally is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight.
You've been talking about it since 6 o'clock tonight.
I know. It's been on my brain all day. Woo. We got a really good show for you. We've got Marlo from Venus and Furnace joining us.
Oh,
talk about
Marlo.
Punk's Picnic plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. And new music from... we're going to kick it off with a double dip of mono and stereo plus new music from Or Does It Explode, When Implied, and a really cool band has sent us their music, Mile 134.
Ooh, okay. Right now, though, Cat and the Hurricane, along with Candace, will be performing at the Mama's Award Show.
That's right.
This is tomorrow night at the Crucible in Madison. Both of you are performing. Are both of you up for some awards, too? I know.
Cat and the Hurricane is, and I'm just singing along with the band.
Then you'll be up for some next year, because you have a new... I bet.
I'll be voting for you.
Thanks.
What does it mean to be able to perform at something like this, knowing it's kind of the cream of the crop of Madison music supporters and performers and venues, and just all of us who love music are so excited about a thing like this.
Yeah, well, we were so excited back in 2020, and then it didn't happen at the Overture. And right? So like we've been like waiting and waiting and waiting. And so like here's a chance to actually like show up, show out, and like show our community like, hello, we are here. We've been here. We've been working hard, and we're here to perform for all of you and for such a wonderful organization such as the Mamas.
Yeah.
We appreciate everything that they do.
Madison Area Music Association, they try to get instruments into kids' hands when kids maybe are in an unfortunate circumstance and they can't afford it. We don't want that. Music means so much to people. And I think when both of you are talking about your experiences with music and what it has meant and what's brought to your life, I guess the easiest thing I've ever said is music is like medicine.
Absolutely.
It's just so good.
Absolutely.
So thank you for yours.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's have a medical breakthrough and get back to live yeah. music with Candace Griffin in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Pick Up My Pieces, and it's from your album Don't Need You to Love Me. It's from 2021, and it features Cat and the Hurricane. And in a video, I believe. And tell us about this song before you play. And the video. We want to hear about that, too.
The music video, you can find it on YouTube. It's probably the coolest I've ever looked or felt in my life. And basically, when I was recording the album Don't Need You to Love Me, I had all these songs I wanted to do, and I wanted them to sound as awesome as they possibly could. And I'm like, hey, Cat and Hurricane, would you like to back me on this album? And they're like, I guess so. And
I guess so.
With a little bit more enthusiasm than that. Thank you very much.
But no, they've backed me on my last two albums, and they'd sound amazing on my songs. And yeah, here's a little sample of that, and please go look at the video on YouTube.
I'm kind of excited to hear this. It's Candace Griffin live in The Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Again.
Driven live in the Devil's Lair again with the harmonies. You two are killing those harmonies.
Your music instructors must be so happy.
I hope so.
Well, you know, way back when, maybe you didn't have
any. I've never had vocal lessons.
How about that?
Are you kidding?
I thought you did.
No, you were in choir. I think you said you were in choir.
Yes, we both were.
Yeah.
Okay.
High school. Wow.
That's amazing. I mean, you would think there would be
some kind of little bit, but oh man.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Your last chance. We're coming up to the end of the show here.
You know what line got me in that song, though? I mean, every line pretty much, but the rug from under.
Thank you. That was probably the first line that I came up with in that song.
That is like a
keep the rock that you pulled out from underneath.
I know. Okay. Wow. Okay. You have a show coming up at the Anodyne Coffee House in Milwaukee. That's going to be Walker's Point, which that's a cool area.
Yes.
Is that all of you?
That's the Cat and the Hurricane show.
That's the Cat and the Hurricane show.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We're very excited. We're playing with Alley Eyes and Adorner. So two new bands we've never played with. We've never met them before. So that's another aspect of like doing live music where it's like you do some research on Insta, you find a band from a city you want to play in, then you just make friends. Hey, you want to be friends, you want to share a bill, and then you become friends. It's really a good excuse to call up a stranger and be like, hi.
Excellent.
I see you want to be friends.
We tried that tonight with Jeff. It didn't work out.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, poor Jimmy. Stuck on Jeff.
And bam, you guys are, you're back in Madison the next day. September 1st, to play at the Harmony Bar. Now, that's going to be with a full band, and I'm assuming your backing band is like, well, who else could it be but Cat and the Hurricane?
Who's Kate? No, I'm just kidding.
Kate and the Hurricane. Cat and the Hurricane. Tell us about this show at the Harmony.
Yeah, we love playing at Harmony Bar. They're always so good to us.
Shout out to Pam.
Yes, we love Pam.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Pam. And we're playing with a band that's on tour from Colorado, I think, Blank Slate.
Yes.
They are really fun. So, again, like Kat said, I love meeting new people and playing at fun places with these new people. And, yeah, September 1st at Harmony Bar. Come and see us.
Come on out. Come give this Colorado band some love. Yes, and, of course, us.
Yes, there you go. We've been talking about your new album, Decade of Keeping Quiet. And was it June it came out?
July 1st.
July 1st. Yeah. Okay. How are you feeling about it? How's it going? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's been going really well. Excellent. And I really appreciate you guys loving it the way you do.
Oh, we're playing it, too. Playing the heck out of it.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been really cathartic to get that out in the world. So I'm just enjoying that.
Great. And we have another song coming up, don't we?
Let's get back to live music in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us, it's off your new record, Decade of Keeping Quiet, and this song is called In the Morning. Tell us about this song before you play.
This song I've been playing for over 10 years now, and it's done a lot of wonderful things for me. It's probably the song that'll be written on my tombstone when I die. A lot of people have responded very, very positively to this song, and it goes out to all the people I've met over the years. Hope you like it.
It's Candace Griffin live in the Devil's Lair.
Goodbye. about to begin. 'Cause I fell into you in the morning. Oh, please tell me you'll stay. 'Cause darling, no one else has ever made me feel this way. And I'll sing along.
Candace Griffin live in the Devil's Lair. We're getting close to the end of this show, and we still have one more song. September 2nd, you guys are back here in Madison at the Beer Rock on the north side. And so let's get right back to the live music with Candace Griffin in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This song is also from your new album, A Decade of Keeping Quiet. It's called A Lesson in Keeping Quiet. Tell us about this song.
So the original album was... songs that I wrote about stuff that was hard to talk about, and one of these things was having a big fat crush on somebody, so that's his song. And 10 years later, hey Dan, what's up?
Hey Dan!
Woo! He's not listening. It's
You're gonna take us to the heartbreak. Candace, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having us tonight.
So appreciate you.
Thank you, Kat, for being here with me.
Yes. Maxine Kevy's coming up at 10 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Say something, I wanna reach for your hand, but I never do anything or speak what I've planned. Lessons in disappointment, stumbled leaps of faith, they haven't brought me very far, that goes without saying. But if you don't mind my saying, I like it when you talk to me with your voice real low. I like it even more when you don't even notice I'm singing out along. know everything I should about you. What's in your soul? Well, play me every song there is till my heart can see. Ask me anything you want, but don't ask about me. No, don't ask about me. Yes, when it's my turn to sing, I stare at the wall, but I couldn't miss you if I wanted to. I can see it all, and you're singing right along with me when you're in the crowd. I want to tell you everything, but should I say it out loud? Watch you till you're gone. You're shrinking in the distance, and that's the end of my song. I'll keep my foot in my mouth and I'll be just fine. Just can't risk it anymore. I'll keep quiet this time.
Beautiful. Wow. And solid. Wow. Candace Griffin, live in the Devil's Lair. Candace, tell us real quick, so where can people get your music and connect with you online?
I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, all the things except for Amazon. CandaceGriffin.bandcamp.com, Candace G Music on Instagram, Facebook. Yeah.
And Kat, how can we connect with you?
Everything. Just kidding. Spotify, iTunes, all of the social media. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. Mm-hmm. We're there.
Beautiful. Candace, thank you so much.
Thank you, friends. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Maxine Kevy's next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That was so good.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa, the south of Bondwell, and I'm the third generation. I farm with my parents and two other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because we're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It was a racially motivated attack, says the sheriff in Jacksonville, Florida. He says a gunman walked into a dollar store and opened fire.